Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when you're just absolutely swamped? Deadlines looming, inbox overflowing, social media buzzing like a beehive. It can feel like there's just no escape from the chaos. We've all been there, right? But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against burnout, stress, and that constant feeling of being overwhelmed? It's not some fancy productivity hack or miracle elixir. It's something way simpler, self-care. Yeah, I know, sounds cliche, right? But hear me out. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about intentionally prioritizing your well-being, both mentally and physically, so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your self-care game. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. For some people, it's hitting the gym, for others, it's reading a good book, maybe even just taking a quiet walk in nature. Figure out what recharges your batteries and makes you feel good, physically, mentally, emotionally, and make time for those things. Second, listen to your body. It's giving you constant feedback. When are you tired? When do you feel stressed? When do you crave connection or a break from stimulation? Pay attention to those signals and don't ignore them. Third, learn to say no. This is huge, people. We often overcommit ourselves trying to please everyone and keep up with the pace of life. But remember, it's okay to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Saying no sometimes frees up space for what truly matters. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to just be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations you're feeling. It helps calm the mental chatter and brings a sense of peace. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there if you want to explore this further. And finally, don't forget about connection. Humans are social creatures. Make time for meaningful relationships with friends, family, or even just a friendly chat with a stranger. These connections give us support, laughter, and a sense of belonging, all vital ingredients for well-being. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You're juggling work, life, relationships, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-improvement along the way. It can be exhausting. Imagine this. You're staring at a computer screen, deadline looming, emails piling up. Suddenly, your brain goes numb, your eyes glaze over, and you just feel drained. You try to push through, but nothing feels productive anymore. Sound familiar? This is burnout creeping in, my friend. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. Your phone needs charging every now and then to keep running smoothly, right? Well, you need self-care to recharge your mind, body, and soul. It helps you stay focused, productive, and resilient in the face of challenges. So, how can we apply these insights to our daily lives? Start small. Maybe it's taking a 10-minute walk during your lunch break, listening to your favorite music while you cook dinner, or journaling for 5 minutes before bed. These seemingly insignificant moments can make a huge difference in how you feel and function throughout the day. Remember, self-care isn't about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to level up your self-care game. Remember, define what works for you. Listen to your body. Learn to say no, practice mindfulness, and nurture your connections. You deserve to feel good, both inside and out. Now, go out there and make some time for yourself. You won't regret it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care boost. Let's spread the word about the power of taking care of ourselves, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.